And now we welcome you to this safe space where all people who want to heal the wounds in the world can collectively engage with the intention of spreading peace and love. Today we are exploring our relationship with ourselves and how our busy lives sometimes interfere with our ability to maintain our peaceful heart. This meditation is called Open Heart. It explores the connection between your heart center, your mind, and spirit, and how we can keep bringing our focus back to that three-point connection. If you use a journal, you may want to grab it now and keep it nearby, as we will offer time for journaling during the meditation. We firmly believe that what we think, we create, and when we take the time to go within and seek insight into our own actions and reactions, we can better discern what Spirit is calling us to do. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few minutes of either silence or journaling. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day tomorrow, we will send you a link for the call recording. In that email, we will include information about the next call on Sunday, May 7th, and look forward to you joining us then.
Hi, I'm Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and we'll create a sacred, protected space for us to focus our intention today. When we create a sacred space, a healing space, just as we're about to do right now, it transcends the limits of time and space, and that means that no matter when you hear this, we're all right here together. And no matter what's happening in your life, you can come back to the support and the energy of this sacred space whenever you choose to be present here. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. And let this space be a protected, sacred circle. And let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as we begin the meditation, let's keep that beautiful energy flowing by just taking three mindful breaths together. And when I do this, you don't have to inhale and exhale. This isn't a race. There's no specific rhythm. I'm going to give you a suggestion and you do it as you see fit. Okay? So breathe in a beautiful, full breath and feel yourself filling your lungs from the very bottom all the way up. And as you exhale, think or say, open. Breathe in again when it feels right. Nice full breath, feeling your back expand and your belly poof out. And as you exhale, say or think, peaceful. Breathe in again, that nice full breath, and your body welcomes that air. And as you exhale, say or think, heart. Open, peaceful, heart. You've been walking quickly on a forest path for some time. It's dark. The half moon sheds enough light to see, just enough to see, but you still feel jumpy, though you know these woods are perfectly safe. You start to run, anxious to get where you're going, but also not sure where you're headed. And as you follow the next turn, you recognize a bench-like boulder, and you realize this is at least the third time you've seen it. You slow down and rest on the smooth rock. This is why I feel so nervous. You think I'm just going in circles. There must be signs I'm missing. I need to slow down and pay attention. And as you take a deep breath, you realize there's a small clearing here in the woods. With the moonlight shining down, you see that the forest floor is covered with beautiful, tiny, purple flowers. You've been running in circles for what seems like hours, and you never noticed this. The dew sparkles on the leaves and petals, making the whole place shine, reflecting and amplifying the light. Are you running in circles in the dark? Is it time to stop and open your eyes to the light, to what the light reveals to you, even in the darkness? What circles have you been running in for the past few days, weeks, months? Are they positive circles of routine that accomplish what need to be done? Do they free your mind for creativity and allow you space to appreciate your life? Or is it a circle you feel you need to run through faster and faster, always trying to stay ahead of whatever fears and anxieties are following you? It's time to stop and create a clearing for yourself. Take a moment to concentrate on your heart center, the center of your being, that place right in the middle of the chest that is the center of balance between body and spirit, between what is and what can be, between the known and the unknown. In this space, this heart space, you open yourself to the beauty along your path. What is the scene of peace that you imagine here? Is it a forest floor covered in small purple flowers? Or an expansive view from a mountaintop? A sandy beach with the soothing sound of lapping waves, or some other place that makes you feel at home and at peace. Take just 30 seconds to imagine your special clearing. As you imagine this place, what about it is attractive to you? Why is this the place you call home? Are you alone in this place, or are there others with you? Are you doing something, or are you resting here quietly? How does this place calm your fears and anxiety? How is this a place where you can stop running? We're going to hold a 3-minute silence. If you have your journal, if you've got something to write with, maybe you'd like to write down some of the details about this clearing, about this opening in your peaceful heart. What does it look like? Who is there? What are you doing? What messages come to you in this space? Or you could just take this 3 minutes of silence to be present in your peaceful place, to revel in it. Let's take a breath and begin 3 minutes of silence. Take a deep breath in this space, breathing in peace and breathing out any anxiety you might still be feeling. As you are here in your peaceful clearing, notice your breath moving in and out of your body. Feel your lungs expand and open as you bring in each cleansing breath. And then feel the release as your heart flows, as your breath flows out. With each breath in, you might think or say, "I accept this space." And as you breathe out, "I am at peace. I accept this space. I am at peace. I accept this space. I am at peace." As you embrace this peaceful space, listen for spirit to speak to you. Let the acceptance of this opening, this clearing, connect your mind and heart. Let the desires of your heart be known to your mind. Let your mind assist you in following your heart and giving thanks for what we have received. We bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we are grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways. And keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. Hold on to that space in your heart in the coming weeks. As you move through each day, revisit that place as often as you can. You'll find that all you need to connect your heart and your mind to spirit lives within you. Thank you for being here, and thank you to Kathy, who writes the meditations for this group each month. By the end of the day tomorrow, you'll get an email from us with a link to the recording, and you can always access other recordings of past calls at openpeacefulheart.com. Next month's call will be on Sunday, May 7th, at the same time. I hope you'll come, and I hope you'll tell friends. Will you bring someone with you next month? I'd love to see this grow and expand and this message get out as far, as wide as we can spread it. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. Kathy and I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, thank you for being here. And until the next time we connect, I'm wishing you peace.